Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Keith Lee makes his AEW debut. In fact, there was a couple of notable appearances last night on Dynamite, which we will get to, plus an update on Shane McMahon's WWE status. For Thursday, February the 10th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Qualifying match for the Face of the Revolution ladder match.
Yeah, this was, we had talked about it on the control center. Oh my God! I agree, young man.
The big man, the powerful man.
Look at the face.
He's all man. Good God Almighty! Look who's here.
Approaching the ring from Wichita Falls, Texas, weighing 348 pounds.
God, look at the size of him.
Yeah, he's an athlete too, Tom.
Well, you see him in person, it's amazing.
He is an athlete, a super heavyweight athlete.
And Keith Lee with an opportunity here on his arrival to walk into Revolution on Sunday, March 6th, and be a part of that Face of the Revolution ladder match.
Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
We never forgot about him. We never forgot about him. Keith Lee is All Elite. There you heard the moment that Keith Lee made his AEW debut. It was last Friday where Tony Khan was saying a top wrestler would debut in the Face of the Revolution qualifying match. Somebody who would be walking in the door, signing a contract, and then slamming the door shut on Wednesday. Keith Lee was the surprise opponent in that Face of the Revolution qualifier against Isaiah Cassidy, picking up a huge win and advancing to the ladder match on Sunday, March the 6th at Revolution. Post-match, Tony Khan tweeting out, "It's official. Real Keith Lee is All Elite." Look, God, it was good to see Keith Lee back in a wrestling ring. Just doing what Keith Lee does. Lovely stuff. You could tell I'm quite excited. It was during that match that there was a little reference made towards Jeff Hardy. As Matt Hardy was ringside with Isaiah Cassidy, he jumped over the guardrail and left Cassidy to compete all alone. During the match, Tony Schiavone referring to Hardy jumping the guardrail as an erratic move. Little reference to Jeff Hardy jumping the guardrail at his last WWE show, which was described by people in WWE as erratic behavior. Little nod there with Jeff Hardy's contract due up in about 4 weeks' time. Or sorry, rather, his no-compete clause is up in about 4 weeks' time. It seems almost a given that Jeff Hardy will pop up and work with his brother for a little bit in AEW. But that's another story for another time. That's whilst Keith Lee was making his AEW debut. We also saw the debut of New Japan Pro Wrestling's Jay White. Now, he's been talking a lot about AEW in promos. He's been facing some AEW guys away from AEW, like Christopher Daniels as part of New Japan Strong. But he appeared on Dynamite helping the Elite attacking Roppongi Vice. And this sets up something that we're going to see on Rampage this coming Friday, which I don't want to give too many spoils about. But we saw Jay White coming to the aid of Adam Cole and the Young Bucks, or sort of standing with them suggesting that there's going to be more between Jay White, Adam Cole, and the Young Bucks as a team in AEW in weeks to come. Tony Khan mentions Jay White being a part of AEW with, quote, "I didn't secure Jay White until Sunday. I realized after the fact that Friday night, I butchered my own definition of Forbidden Door in hyping tonight. I heard the fans' feedback and wanted to ensure that tonight was a special AEW Dynamite for all. Thank you to everyone who watched." That gets round a few discussions that we've had about the use of the phrase Forbidden Door. There was a few other notable appearances last night on Dynamite as well. The former Zayda Ramia from NXT made her AEW debut, now back under the name AQA, which we know and love her for from the Booker T Wrestling Academy. She made her debut challenging Jade Cargill for the TBS Championship. Look out for a gorgeous Shooting Star Press from AQA in that match. It's popped up a few times on my Twitter feed already. Lots of calls for Tony Khan to offer AQA a full-time deal with AEW as well. Also backstage, PW Insider say that former NXT coach and producer Ace Steele was working behind the scenes. He was also at the AEW Dark taping over the weekend, potentially suggesting that Ace Steele is going to be a part of AEW's behind-the-scenes work in the weeks and months to come. No news on whether he's been signed, but he was certainly there. Keith Lee is officially signed. That's a fact. Tony Khan said it and everything. More on AEW Dynamite from last night at Cultaholic.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just last week, we were saying, there goes the money, as Shane McMahon was sent home from WWE. We have an update this morning on Shane McMahon's WWE status, as it was a tweet from Marco Masotti that suggests that Shane McMahon might still be involved in some way in the company. So Marco Masotti is the owner of the South Africa Sharks rugby team, and he revealed on Twitter that he'd had a meeting with Shane McMahon to discuss a partnership with WWE. There's a lovely picture of Marco with Shane McMahon and Doug Sifu, who's the owner of the NHL franchise, the Florida Panthers. The tweet says, "So grateful for a night out with brothers Shane McMahon, son of WWE Vince, and Doug Sifu, the co-owner of the Florida Panthers. Excited for a partnership between WWE and rugby." So potentially, Shane McMahon back working in a role as a liaison between businesses, quite possibly. Either way, doesn't look like he is completely done with WWE. Kurt Angle was meant to be on Raw, apparently. So we've mentioned that there were plans for WWE to bring back Kurt Angle to do some non-wrestling stuff. One of those things was meant to be on Raw, according to Fightful Select, saying that Kurt Angle was meant to be involved in the RK-Bro Alpha Academy rivalry between those two. And the academic challenge was supposed to be called the Three Eyes Challenge, with Angle serving as special guest referee for a match between the four at the Elimination Chamber. All those plans, however, do seem to have been scrapped, which is devastating. Because I'd love to see Kurt Angle back doing more stuff in WWE. We nearly saw Steve-O from Jackass at the Royal Rumble. He was chatting on the YouTube channel from Jackass, saying that he was meant to be part of the Royal Rumble and the entourage for Johnny Knoxville. However, he had to leave the Rumble immediately on the day because he tested positive for COVID-19. He was meant to be on the bump as well with Steve-O. Didn't get a chance to happen because he tested positive for COVID. This is why Wee Man was on the bump as opposed to Steve-O. What if fun was in Steve-O at the Royal Rumble? It sadly will not be. I'll tell you who we nearly saw at the Royal Rumble. Rob Van Dam, WWE Hall of Famer Rob Van Dam. He was chatting to Sports Keda and he said that he let WWE know he was available to compete, saying, quote, "I let the WWE know that I was available if they wanted or needed me for the Royal Rumble. And I was on standby with a brand new outfit, feeling great, in a great condition. In the end, it did not call me in, but it could happen anytime. I didn't have any plans for it, but I would consider any situation from any company. I would definitely consider it. If it's right, it's right." I think by the end of this year, we will see Rob Van Dam have at least one more match. The Cultaholic Classic Nitro review returns on the podcast feed today. It is Sam Driver and myself watching every episode of Monday Nitro from the very beginning to its very, very bitter end. That's on the podcast feed. We're waiting for you. Oh, it'll be here a little bit later on. It's not here right now. It'll be along a little bit later on. Get brand spanking new Cultaholic merch, including Cultaholic FC shirts and scarves. If you enjoyed Jack and Owen's Twitch stream from last night and you want to support the faves, you can get yourself a Cultaholic FC football scarf right now at cultaholicshop.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.